cookbook. Sarah Wilson has written this book. She is Australian, and she is was the former editor of Cosmopolitan in Australia and the host of the first season of Master Chef in Australia, and has done many television shows. And as I said, she has written this wonderful book, which is doing extremely well, called I Quit Sugar. And I want to welcome Sarah Wilson to Shannon's Corner. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fantastic. Thank you for the very kind introduction.
Well, you sure are fantastic, I must say. I mean, if everybody could look like you who quit sugar, everybody would quit everything, because, I mean, you're just, but you just have such a glow about you. I mean, you are absolutely beautiful. This is true. But you have such a glow about you that you just, like, the health just jumps off the pages here of this beautiful book. Did quitting sugar make you feel this healthy? I mean, do you attribute that beautiful glow to quitting sugar?
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that. I'm 40, and it's really funny. I've just arrived into New York to promote my book, which comes out today. And I went through customs, and the very kind gentleman who stamped my passport said, "Oh, you don't look like you're 40. And I said, "Oh, well, you're very flattering." Look, I would have to say that when I first quit sugar, which was in January 2011, I tried it as just an experiment, just to see, you know, how it went. I really didn't want to quit sugar. I was very addicted. But I thought if I just treat it as an experiment that I could, you know, opt out of whenever I wanted to, then we should be okay. But within 2 weeks, my skin changed. And that was the first thing that I noticed. It's the first thing that a lot of people notice. They're kind of in it often to lose weight.
Right.
You know, that's generally what they're thinking. But the thing that they actually really attach themselves to is skin. It's quite incredible. And energy levels. So that's what motivated me to keep going and going and going. You know, I thought, well, I'm staying off this stuff, you know, making such a difference. So,
I can understand that. But isn't it hard to quit sugar? I mean, it's not so easy those first weeks. I mean, I've tried it for a few days here and there. And, I mean, we're not just talking about desserts. We're talking about sneaky things that get into our diet that you have to be very aware of. And quitting sugar is, number one, very hard. And number two, I think that those first, let's say, few days or few weeks aren't so easy, are they?
You're right, and the reason for that is really quite explainable, in the sense that, you know, there's been a number of studies showing that sugar is as addictive as cocaine and heroin. And anyone who's ever tried to sort of have just one scoop of ice cream or just one square of chocolate and not go back for more and more and more knows exactly what I mean. It's highly addictive, and our brains are actually geared this way. They're geared to find sugar addictive because, horror of all horrors, it is a fantastic source of fat. Now, back in caveman days, that was fantastic because we were being chased by wildebeest across the savannas, and it took a lot of effort to go and, you know, get a small amount of sugar, whether it was a few berries here and there or a little bit of honey. It was a lot of effort. So when we did stumble upon it, our brains were programmed to binge on it and to just kind of have no off switch. So our brains do not possess an off switch for sugar. We have it for every other food molecule, whether it's protein or fat, but for sugar, we just don't have that off switch. And so that's why we can drink, you know, these big 20-ounce, 40-ounce containers of soda or fruit juice. You try and drink that much yogurt, you will not get through it, you know. So, yes, it is very difficult. It's a very, it's a gnarly addiction. And so I guess, you know, when I first set out to do this, I researched every kind of addiction theory. I researched all kinds of nutritional ideas to come up with the best way to do it. And I found that 8 weeks was what was required.
8 weeks.
I knew, okay. Yeah, 8 weeks to break the habit, both the physical and emotional habit, but also I don't believe in diets. Diets don't work.
Right.
Restrictive eating does not work. So I really turned this around and made this way of eating about abundance, about everything that you can eat. You know, and my whole mantra is about finding food freedom so that you can get your natural appetite back and you're actually eating exactly what you want to eat with no food guilt.
Mm. For listeners that obviously can't see this beautiful book that I'm looking at, and it truly is a gorgeous book, you have wonderful recipes and things in here, and some of them look very sweet. I mean, you know, how do you make a pie? I mean, you have things like that in here, sweet treats. How do you do a, you know, a fluffy carrot mousse or, you know, zest and poppy cookies without some sort of sweetness?
Well, look, I use a range of different things to provide the sweetness. And you've probably seen the cheesecake on the back cover. It's, it's a particularly lush-looking cheesecake.
Particularly lush, yes.
Yeah. So, look, the way that I do it, there's a few things. Firstly, I use ingredients like nut butters and, you know, ground nuts, coconut products, which are all naturally sweet but don't contain high levels of the harmful sugar called fructose. So that's one thing I do. I also use pumpkin purees, a few little tricks like that. Mm. The other thing I do is I have two sweeteners, which I've researched over a number of years, that I've found to be very, very safe. So most artificial sweeteners and sweet substitutes are highly problematic. Everything from your Splenda through to your agave syrups are terrible, terrible substitutes. The two that I found are the safest, you know, from studies around the world. And bear in mind, some of these sweeteners are banned in Europe and across Asia, but allowed in the United States. So, you know, some of these sweeteners are very scary. The two, though, that are safe around the world, stevia, which is a plant that's related to the mint plant.
Right.
And you can buy it in every supermarket, in vitamin shops. It's made into a powder, like, you know, granulated sugar.
Right, I have stevia, but it has a terrible bitter taste to it, doesn't
it? Does.
It really does.
A little bit of a bitter taste. And so my recipes kind of balance it out with things like coconut water and coconut milk and things like that. So just to sort of round off that bitterness. But my favourite sweetener is the brown rice syrup.
Yes, and, I see that, yeah.
Yeah, you can buy that now in a lot of supermarkets. Certainly in health food stores, it's cheap. It's about the same price as honey. It's very similar to honey. You cook with it like you would honey. But the difference is it doesn't contain fructose. And as I mentioned, fructose is the problematic sugar. So it's also a slow-releasing sugar. So my recipes use that and use small quantities of it because once you've quit sugar, once you've done my 8-week program, which is included in the book, your sense of sweetness has disappeared and has changed. You don't need as much sweetener, which is fantastic.
Right,
you know?
Right. You wean yourself off of it, which is hard to do. I mean, sugar, you know, pops up in areas we don't even know, but you're not talking about that. Are you talking about like somebody who wants to stay away from sugar won't eat breads? Can you eat breads because they know they turn to sugar in your body and fruits and things that seem healthy? Can you eat those things?
Well, look, with bread and carbohydrates, we've picked up on a really sort of, I guess, popular and fashionable point at the moment.
Right,
you're absolutely right. Those kind of starchy carbohydrates, you know, and sort of quite cheap carbohydrates, if we're going to look at it that way in terms of the nutritional content, do break down very easily into sugar in our body. And so people who've been off sugar for a while can often go, you know what, breads and pastas and so on can make me can create sugar spikes. I'm going to avoid them. Me personally, I keep them to a minimum. And the thing is when you quit sugar, you actually do cut a lot of that stuff out because you can no longer, or you no longer want to eat any of those kind of muffins and, you know, sort of sweet donuts and so on. So it actually eliminates a lot of the processed foods that, you know, are sort of bread-based. So that's one thing. Fruit is an interesting one. For the 8-week program, I advise being off fruit so that your body can completely recalibrate, balance out all your blood sugar highs and lows so that your body can turn into a fat-burning machine instead of a sugar-burning machine. Then at the end of the 8 weeks, you reintroduce some low-fructose fruits and, you know, a bit of sugar back into your diet so that you're within the range recommended by the World Health Organization and the American Heart Association, which is about 6 to 9 teaspoons a day. So with fruit, I recommend eating whole fruit and 1 to 2 pieces a day, never fruit juice and certainly never dried fruit because
Right, that's all the sugar, right. I think we know that. You know, your book has all this. And by the way, your website, too, which is on shannonscorner.com, if anybody's in the car and wants to go there, has all this information. And, you know, you lay out these questions that I'm asking that everybody has about quitting sugar, which are a lot of them. I mean, you know, ideally, we all want to do this, but none of us really know how. And I got to say that this book will give you everything that you need to know, including recipes and everything, all the answers to your question. Sarah Wilson, this is a beautiful book, and I really wish you the best of luck with it. I know it's doing extremely well, so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Congratulations to coming to New York to promote it. I'm sure it will do well here as it's done everywhere else. I Quit Sugar, your complete 8-week detox program and cookbook. Sarah Wilson, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you very much. This is an excellent book, everybody. Get healthy. Go get this book, I Quit Sugar. It is on Shannon's Corner. We are going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about climate change and how it might affect you and the rest of us here. So stay where you are. We'll be back in just a few here on WTBQ.